Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Ashley.
Ashley, you're caller 20.
No way, oh my gosh.
You get to see Cage the Elephant at the El Rey, and you're also on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in New York with Oasis.
Oh my gosh, you're the best, thank you.
No, 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Coming up on the show today, People Are Dumb. We're going to do What's Up with Florida. We have animal stories. We have great news on the show today as well, and the 420 catch of the day. Plus, we will continue to give you tickets to see Cage and possibly Oasis. Coming up at 3 o'clock today, we've got another chance for you to win tickets to see Cage the Elephant and qualify to see Cage the Elephant with Oasis in New York. That's coming up in a few minutes on K-Rock.
Just when you think everything sucks and the world is falling down. It's time for Kevin's great news.
Everything does seem so negative a lot, so I like to point at people who are doing positive things to make the world better. And I have Hillary and Sam on the phone from a charity called Everyday Action. Welcome, you guys.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Of course. Explain what Everyday Action is.
Sure. Everyday Action is a nonprofit where we allocate food from Finland to BSETs, corporate events, and more across a 90-mile area of outreach to people struggling with food insecurity. At its core, we want to inspire people every day to simply do something for someone else to help others be seen and heard.
And you guys started doing this because you're both assistant directors, right?
That's correct. We met on a film set on NCIS Los Angeles. Oh, it seems like many moons ago. I always say we're high-stakes puzzle solvers who, you know, just kind of got sick of seeing food waste.
Yeah. Tell us how much food there is that was being wasted.
I mean, so far, it depends on what year it is for us. We usually rescue between 80,000 and 100,000 pounds of food a year, and that's food recovery from not just film sets. We actually branch that a little bit, too. So we do some grocery stores, and we're just starting to pick up some restaurants and cafes and other sources for food.
Since founding, we've done about 250,000 meals, and that's since 2020.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really great. So you take the food that they were going to throw away, and you give it to who?
So we have beneficiaries all across the city. It really depends on how we receive the food. Some food's given to us in big trays. Some are individually packaged meals. So that kind of that varies on what location it can go to. We have places that are everything from shelters, other homeless coalition organizations, and other nonprofits that end up doing some sort of food program, as well as low-income housing, community fridges. And just, you know, pretty much anyone who is food insecure. If you're hungry, that's all we need to know.
I did work in charity for a little while, and I got to tell you, it seems like people are excited to help. They just needed a direction to go. Do you find that?
It is. You know, a lot of people right now, especially with all that's going on, are just looking for a place to give back. And that's really what Everyday Action is about, is inspiring people, whether it's with us in food insecurity or something else, just to put your phone down and to go help someone else every day, and to do that through, you know, what we're doing that through is through meal reallocation.
Well, you guys are doing great work. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, in the present day, I feel like, you know, community has, like, really become something that everyone wants to come back to, and I think that's part of the, you know, the outreach part for us, and it's been really inspiring to be able to not only help the surrounding community, but also our fellow nonprofits, because how we operate, we also help reduce other nonprofits' overall overhead costs by giving them food for free.
That's nuts. Fantastic. And I'm happy to help promote youreverydayaction.org is the website, right?
That's correct. You can give us a follow on Instagram or send us a message. Right now, we really urgently are looking for a kitchen for our community cooking event that happens in November. We host an event where we try to reallocate food and collect food and cook as many meals as possible. And we lost our kitchen this year. So we're looking for a kitchen for the whole week of Thanksgiving.
Wow, that's a lot. So youreverydayaction.org is the website. And if you have a kitchen that might work for them, give them a follow on Instagram and maybe a DM. Thank you guys for coming on and for doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. It was so fun to be on, and thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Tickets to see Cage the Elephant and possibly Oasis coming up in about 5 minutes on K-Rock.
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
This is Judy.
Judy, you are caller 20.
Oh, my God.
You got tickets to see Cage the Elephant at the El Rey, and you're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in New York with Oasis.
Oh my God! I want to die.
Wait till you see if you won the trip before you die.
Oh my God, Kevin! I can't believe it. You know, last time I talked to you was at a King's tailgate party.
Oh, that was a while ago.
Yeah, it was right before they won the first cup.
Yep, actually. 2012. Yeah,
2012, yes.
Congratulations. Oh, I hope you win the trip to New York.
Thank you so much. Yes, I hope so, too.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? So there's a guy sitting in the Atlanta airport. It's hard enough to fly these days, right? So the guy's sitting in the airport waiting because his plane has been delayed. And he hears a leak. And he turns over to his right and he looks and the ceiling is leaking. And it turns out there was a sewer line break at the Atlanta airport. And this is how they reported it.
Hartsfield Jackson, Atlanta International, where officials, they're investigating what they are calling a ceiling leak.
A ceiling leak doesn't even scratch the surface of what's going on there.
So earlier today, passengers, they captured this video. Take a look here.
It is clearly sewage, which is raining down from the roof in the airport.
It shows some liquid you can see right there coming from the ceiling near.
She calls it liquid. That's as close as they get to saying sewage because it's sewage. Poop is raining from the ceiling in the airport.
An American Airlines terminal there, one man who recorded the scene, he says it went on for several minutes. It left behind a strong foul odor there.
What could the strong odor smell like?
Now, airport officials, they say that they are looking into what exactly caused this, but they're confirming it did not impact operations at the airport.
Oh, that is a mess. All right.
They got through the entire story without saying sewage and or poop.
Wow, that is a great story.
No.
That's the American dream right there, right?
No, it's actually not.
You know, some people say that's good for your hair.
Nope, nobody says that. The cats are attacking here in Los Angeles, a neighborhood in Inglewood.
An invasion for one Inglewood neighborhood.
The neighbors are fed up now. The cats are attracting coyotes, and that's not good. Eyewitness News reporter Leo Stallworth spoke to neighbors who expressed their frustration.
You call it a cat infestation?
I would call it a cat, like some type of zombie thing that's going on.
They have pictures that they show on the news, and it's cats, feral cats, just sitting around in people's yards with their heads bowed. And it's weird.
Dennis Gary says when night falls in his Los Angeles neighborhood, it's like a stray cat zombie apocalypse.
I know a lot of people get mad at me for this, but I don't like cats to begin with, so a cat zombie apocalypse? Count me out.
Dennis says he's witnessed upwards of 100 cats prowling the neighborhood.
100 cats prowling. And not only are they prowling, they don't care about people. You don't scare them off.
Not scared of people that's walking around. Something is wrong.
We saw animal services in the area knocking on doors, investigating the problem. A resident fed up with cats invading the community sent Eyewitness News pictures of the kitties out and about. Dennis says sometimes late at night, it's as if the cats literally knock on his door.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm hearing scratches. I'm wondering, what is this? So I open the door, and the cats just scatter like roaches.
I didn't know cats could ding-dong ditch.
Residents complain someone in the neighborhood has been overfeeding the cats, attracting them to the area.
Sons of bitches feeding the feral cats.
We talked to this person, wanted her identity shielded.
Wait, so you're not showing her face because she's afraid the cats will retaliate?
She says over the last several months, the cats have multiplied to the degree.
Seriously, why are we not showing her face?
She can't even enjoy a cool night on her porch.
They come out in droves, and it's awful. It's really awful. We can't enjoy our retirement. We can't sit on our porch.
Residents say what they call a cat infestation is only one part of the problem.
I feel like a cat infestation is enough of a problem. That's enough. We don't need more.
They say the other part of the problem is the cats are drawing in coyotes. who found cat remains in a resident's yard.
All right, it's not all bad news.
This the result of a coyote attack, which the resident's surveillance cameras recorded. She says neighbors have spotted coyotes roaming the neighborhood in packs, looking to dine on a buffet of cats.
A buffet of zombie cats. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Lisa,
you're caller 20.
Woo! You're kidding me.
Nope.
Are you serious?
Yep.
I won?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
You got tickets to a K-Rock private show with Cage the Elephant at the El Rey, and you're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in New York with Oasis.
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
This is the best prize ever.
It's too much.
I know.
It might be too much.
And you guys are my favorite guys.
Well, we love you.
It's Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day. In a minute, Megan Holliday joins me now for three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four with Kevin Ryder.
All right. A Kentucky woman has been charged with felony mischief after police said she caused more than $12,000 in damage to her ex-boyfriend's car by pouring salt into the engine and throwing glitter into the air conditioning system.
You can never get glitter out.
Nope. She is also accused of slashing a tire on July 6th and returning days later to inflict further damage, including cracking the windshield, shattering the radio screen, and breaking the rear view mirror. A Goodyear tire shop declares the vehicle totaled. Police said that she had admitted her actions to a tow truck driver, and she later sent a message to her ex on Instagram saying that she was stressed because of her pregnancy. In a police interview, she admitted to some of the vandalism, but claimed that other damage was justified because the car was overdue for maintenance.
Right.
Okay, you know?
Sure.
And in her mugshot, she has the biggest smile on her face in the world. It's the funniest thing I've seen. All right, moving on to our second story. Farmers near Yellowstone National Park struggling with wolves attacking their livestock, but they're prohibited from harming the wolves, you know? So they've turned to technology and Hollywood for help in keeping the predators away. Quadcopter drones equipped with speakers blaring AC/DC songs and audio from a Scarlett Johansson movie has been dispatched in the ongoing fight. According to the USDA, people arguing is a distressing sound for wolves, and so the fight scene between Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver in the 2019 movie Marriage Story is a perfect deterrent, and let's hear that.
I can't believe I can know you forever!
So that'll do it, you know.
Yep.
So yeah, the music and film clips seem to be working. The amount has fallen from 11 over a 20-day period to over 2 over the next 85 days. So it's working out.
All right.
And our third story, the Alien Church in downtown Los Angeles is a neon-lit blend of art gallery, spiritual sanctuary, and UFO-themed gathering space founded by a man known as Mercury. Inside, visitors find crucifixes featuring aliens, a reimagined last summer with extraterrestrials, and a green alien priest greeting guests. Weekly events mix interfaith sermons on topics like angels to aliens with energy healing sessions, while merchandise like the H2O holy bottles help fund the project. Though Mercury insists it's not a cult for profit, the church reflects Southern California's long history of experimental spiritual moments, combining traditional religious themes with cosmic speculation that aliens have witnessed more of God's creation than humans.
I mean, that's possible.
So you can check out the Alien Church in downtown LA, which I might do myself. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a new song from Joyce Manor, which could very well have been the Smiths, I think. All My Friends Are So Depressed is the name of the song. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is a brand new song from Joyce Manor called All My Friends Are So Depressed.
on the world famous K-Rock.
I would like all my music now to include the word sucka.
Same with you.
Sucka. This is Cage the Elephant. You can win tickets to see them in a private K-Rock show and possibly go to New York to see them with Oasis at 5. Got a brand new topic for you to call in today, and we have a prize.
Yes, tickets to see The Offspring for the best caller.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
Hello.
Time to take your phone calls on the topic of your partner is crazy.
Come on.
Hey, Maren.
Okay. I take offense. I take umbrage at that.
Is my wife who believes that talking to the plants helps them grow.
And singing. I sing to them as well.
Sure.
Yeah. And I've heard this, and people swear that it works.
But does it?
100%.
Is there a plant god that goes, I'd like to help you, plant, but I need somebody to sing? And if that happens, we're going to go. And you're going to grow like crazy.
You know, a plant god. No, plants, like, there's vibration. Like, there's studies where they play different kinds of music to plants. And some, like, whether it's rock and roll or jazz, they grow differently.
It's true.
It's totally true. Yeah.
And, Maren, have you seen on Instagram where people go and they stand by a tree and they start mm-hmm. talking to it and they tell it that they love it, and then the branch comes over and then the leaf goes to their face? I don't know if you've seen those.
I have never seen that, but I totally believe it.
See?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I do.
That's just ridiculous. There's no possible way you could tell a tree you love it and it'll caress your face. No.
We got to try it.
It's not a thing.
I'm taking you outside.
We're not trying it.
Honey, let's try it tonight.
Nope.
Let's try it tonight.
We are taking your calls at 800-520-1067. Your partner does something weird to you.
We could bring the tree into our relationship.
Yeah. I like this.
I don't even know how that works.
A nice thruple.
800-520-1067. Your partner, it could be girlfriend, whatever, business partner, does something that is weird to you.
And the best phone call, you're going to win tickets to see The Offspring at the Forum on the 29th.
Love you.
Love you.
I love you, Maren, and I don't think you're crazy.
I love you too.
Okay.
800-520-1067. Hey, Rock, your partner does something weird.
He'll eat the entire sandwich except for one corner of the crust, like just one of the corners. He'll eat all the rest of it except for one little corner.
Okay, listen, I have to tell you, I do the same. I do the same exact thing.
I do the same thing. Why?
Yeah, you
I
don't just know. Need that little corner, that little L-shaped corner crust piece.
Why don't we eat that?
I don't know. I mean, he will eat the entire sandwich.
Same.
Except for that little corner, little crust piece. And it's never the same corner either.
Yeah, I don't know that it's the same corner or not, but...
No, me neither.
It is odd that we do that.
It is really weird.
800-520-1067. Tickets for The Offspring, if you want to call now. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
Hello.
And we have... some tickets are still available for The Offspring.
Yep.
At the Forum. What's the date?
It's coming up on the 29th. Also, Jimmy Eat World and Newfound Glory on the bill.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you have still some time to buy those tickets. And congratulations to Brandon from Porter Ranch.
All hooked up, going to see Cage the Elephant at the El Rey and qualified to see them again with Oasis in New York City.
That's too much.
Can we win that, though? Please? That'd be awesome.
My wife talks to plants, and she thinks that it helps them grow.
And I agree with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're crazy as well. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday. We are taking your phone calls of weird things that your partner does. You can call us or text us at 800-520-1067.
And the most entertaining call, we've got your tickets to see The Offspring, Jimmy Eat World, and Newfound Glory at the Forum on the 29th.
All right. What's something weird that your partner does?
Yeah. So I'm going to nominate my wife. She's one of those typical crazy cat ladies.
Oh, yeah.
She'd like to talk to them as if they're humans. And it doesn't matter what time we go to bed at night. She always makes me go get them to bring them into the room.
Is it possible she just doesn't like you?
That's also a possibility. I think the cats are winning the bet. I'm not too sure right there, Kevin.
K-Rock, hello. Your partner does something weird.
It's kind of weird and gross. So my partner is convinced that the belly button smell that she produces is soothing.
Wait, what?
Does that mean she puts her finger in there and smells it?
This is correct.
Really?
Oh.
How long has this been going on?
Well, I've only known it for like the past 10 months, but I'm assuming since childhood.
Yep. That's the only thing that checks out.
That didn't, well, it wasn't a red flag for you?
I mean, you know, it's weird and I hate to see it, so I just say don't do it around me.
Do it in your private time.
Out of mine. Do it in your private time.
K-Rock, hello.
My partner does something weird, in fact.
What is it?
He loves sniffing my armpits for some reason.
No.
I don't know why.
Wow.
But he always does.
Is it how are your armpits?
I was a swimmer and I usually shower every day, but he's always like wants to say hi to me, and in some ways that's how he likes to greet me. I don't know.
Oh boy.
Wow. Wow. That is frightening.
Yeah.
We are taking phone calls on your partner does something weird.
The 562 says my wife will leave the seal on everything that has a lid, like sour cream, cottage cheese, Pringles. And she says that it seals it better, but it doesn't work. And I've told her this, but she still does it.
She doesn't care.
The double seal, baby. You know?
800-520-1067 is the phone number if you want to call with something that your partner does that's weird. And we have tickets for The Offspring.
Yeah.
For the best call. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday.
Hello.
We're taking phone calls from people whose spouse or significant other does weird things.
My spouse leaves all the cabinet doors open. Every drawer he opens stays open.
Oh God, that's just annoying.
Is it just lazy or he insists that...
No. He doesn't want to hear the sound of anything closing.
What? How bad can that sound be?
It's not that loud. I guess he just doesn't like to make noise.
Can't he do it really slow and close it?
I suppose he could, but he does not.
Okay.
I know exactly where he's been because everything that he touches is open.
Talking about weird things that your partner does. You have something like that?
My girlfriend has been collecting receipts, every single receipt she's ever gotten since she was 15. She's 25 now. She plans to do it for the rest of her life.
She's been keeping receipts for 10 years. Why?
No clue. I guess just in case she ever got caught and needed an alibi.
Did she used to steal things?
I met her 2 years ago, so I don't know what she was doing prior to that. But.
Yeah, and are you a married couple?
No, we're just moved in together.
Gotcha. And do the receipts scare you off a bit?
A little bit. She puts them in binders and organizes them. So.
She puts them in boxes and organizes them.
This is just a compulsive
month and year.
Thing.
By month and year!
Oh my God!
Wow!
She's gonna return that thing that she got when she was 15. She is.
K-Rock, hello!
Okay, so it's actually something he doesn't do. My boyfriend, like, doesn't fart. Like, he doesn't.
He doesn't fart ever?
Yeah, like, no. We've been together for almost 2 years now, and just never.
And
nothing.
Do you do it in front of him?
Oh, yeah, totally. I let it rip.
Yeah, you let it rip, baby.
Let it rip.
Oh, my God. Did he tell you why he doesn't do it?
Yeah, he's just like, I hate it. I just don't.
Wow.
He's going to die soon.
He's a freak of nature.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like... But he's always having stomach issues. I'm like, that's what?
He's holding them in for too long, for years.
I don't know who he's saving them for.
He's saving them for.
Oh my God,
I'm guessing he's not saving them for anyone.
Yeah.
All right, do we have a winner for the tickets?
Yeah, I think we have to give it to Ricky in the 626. Her partner puts her finger in her belly button and then smells it and says that it's soothing.
Soothing.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's unbeatable.
It really
is. The belly button sniffer. I mean, that is unfreaking beatable. Going to The Offspring.
Well done.
How about that?
Thank you for calling. That is it for me, Kevin Ryder. Megan Holiday is next.
Hello. And I've got your tickets to see Cage the Elephant at the El Rey and also get you qualified to see them again when they open up for Oasis in New York City. And in my opinion, I think this is maybe the best giveaway that we've ever done.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe too much.
Absolutely. So if you win and you'd like to take me, totally open and available to that. It's coming up next on K-Rock.